Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I had ordered two different readings from Marie Lorraine, I believe is how you say her name. And I have the ClickBank numbers and the amount, but she sent it on a, I think it's called a PDF site, and I can't get through it. I don't know how to work my programs very well. So unless she can send it a different way, I'll need to have credit back on my card.
What's your email address?
KAYS7218 at gmail.com. And I also have another one. It's SKAY50557 at gmail.com.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, what was the other email?
The second one or the first one?
The second one.
SKAY50557 at gmail.com.
You said SK50557 at gmail.com.
SKAY50557. I'm sorry. My name is Kay.
Okay, so what are you not able to see? Because you have two accounts. The last purchase that I see that you made was back in November, and you had the numerology yearly report. So did you make a
Yeah,
new
this one
purchase or
was,
something?
yeah, last month in March. And I'd like to do another one that she has, but I want to wait and get this straightened out first.
Okay, do you have an order ID?
I have a ClickBank number receipt.
You start with 2, 3, probably.
No, it starts with 8G66ALP5 and 8G66AL3D.
Okay, do you remember what name you put on that order?
Yes, it was Gloria R. Vincent because I used a credit card.
Okay, and what's your last name? What was the last
My
name?
Vincent, VINCENT.
And you said the first name was Gloria.
Yes, GLORIA, and then the initial R, and then VINCENT.
Okay, what email did you use? Did you use gloria.vincent@optusnet.com.au, or did you use bisou@extra.co.nz?
Neither. I just used her credit card. I didn't use, she doesn't even deal with y'all.
Okay, it don't matter like what card you use. So once you made the purchase, like what name did you put on the order, and like what email you use? Because the two emails that you've given is pulling up old orders from last year. It's not pulling up recent orders.
I went on my Gmail account, and that's how I correspond with her. I've tried to like send a reply back, but evidently she doesn't get them. Should I go on support? I think it's support at angelvision.com.
You can go on there, but I still want to get your email to notate the call that we're having now, because the email that you're giving isn't pulling up new orders. Like, it's a lot of emails with your first and last name, but I don't know if you know those emails. Because the email.
Okay, well, my contact email is skay50557@gmail.com. And when I'm doing stuff on the phone, I usually use the other one, because 9 out of 10 times they'll come out that it's like advertisements for me to get stuff.
Okay, the SK email is only showing a charge from November. I don't see any recent orders. What was the first email?
KAYS7218@gmail.com.
Okay, and the last order for this one is showing November 17, 2020. So did you happen to put another email on file?
No. Now, normally they send it back. Whenever I ask for something, they send it back either that or to go online on their website. But, you know, all I have to do is punch where they tell me to go. This time, it was the first time that ever happened. And I have no idea what it is. I tried looking for it. The PDF is like, I guess you can create things on it and save things and stuff like that. I don't want to create nothing. I want to get what she's sending me. And I can't get what she's sending. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, but I'm not able to pull up. You're probably going to have to transfer you over. Give me 1 second.
Okay. I'm sorry to give you so much trouble. I was trying to do it on the phone myself, and I said, I'm just going to call him.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay. I can go back into my email and find out exactly what day.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm waiting for someone to respond.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I haven't heard anything back, so I'm getting ready to get you transferred over, okay?
Okay.